Good morning. It is a Monday morning, and with us is Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Good to hear your voice today, and obviously the subject is what's surrounding all of us now, that New York is the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic in the United States. Why don't you give us a bit of an update on it and how it's affecting things like the state budget?
Every day there's an update in numbers. There's an update in the number of folks hospitalized and who unfortunately pass away related to coronavirus. Some of the things that we saw over the weekend is the state's now gotten approval for even four more temporary hospitals. They'd started out with four, one including in the Javits Center, a couple out on Long Island. They're going to try to put these now through the boroughs of New York City. They really put these together quickly. They aren't holding patients yet, but it's expected to be an apex of infections shortly. And meanwhile, the other big news story that's going on, and normally it's one of the biggest news stories in the state, is the state budget is due Wednesday when the state's fiscal deadline begins. And it's going to be really interesting to see what finally goes into it and how they get this done for a couple of reasons. First of all, the governor back in January had proposed $178 billion budget, kind of standard fare for New York, a little bit of bump of increase in education, about 3%, a little bit of bump in Medicaid, general increases across the board, and was banking on a growing economy. They were banking on revenues going up $5 billion this year. Well, all of that is out the window, as everyone knows now. And the governor is saying he has to do drastic cuts and that there will be education cuts across the board. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out because some of this depends on federal aid. And the governor, for the last several days, has still been railing against the federal aid package, saying it doesn't do enough for New York, which is the epicenter. Well, some of that is true. Of course, it doesn't get as much in some measures. But also, some of that is to try to put pressure on Washington to help New York even more. I don't know that we'll see any changes in that before the budget deadline this week, but that's part of the factors of what we might see as either a freeze, I don't know, maybe cuts, it depends. You know, this budget is also being done in more secrecy than ever before. Usually by now we have competing bills from the Senate and the Assembly and the governor. We've got none of that this year. Legislators are going to have to do some sort of rapid roll call or remote voting to get this budget done in what's likely to be an almost empty Senate chamber and almost empty Assembly chamber.
Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us each Monday, and you can read this story and much more at newsday.com. Yancey, stay safe and healthy, and we'll be back with you next week.